When you are dead and about to be buried, you are put in a
casket.
All right. Now, when would you use casket and when would you use coffin?
They're all the same to me.
They are. There's no difference in price?
They would be either one to me, okay. At any price.
All right. What about the word pinto? Have you ever heard that used to refer to a casket or coffin? All right. When you're dead, when your friends come, the ceremony is called a...
Wake.
Well, that's one. And then what else might it become?
I don't know.
Well, when your friends come and the minister speaks and you have music.
Oh, the funeral.
Okay. And another synonym for, I suppose, a religious would be awake, wouldn't it? Or is awake when you sit
awake,
up all night?
No, awake. What people refer to as awake is when the family will meet the funeral home, you know, for a couple of hours, you know, the night before the funeral.
Oh, I see.
I didn't know that until I came to work here. And I heard Ethel and Felton talking about funeral wakes and calling people, you know, they sometimes wait a week or longer to bury their dead.
Mm. And that's the period before the burial?
But the what they call the wake is the when the people will gather at the funeral home the night before the funeral.
Oh, I see.
For the last get-together before the funeral.
I see. The year after a woman's husband dies, I think this may be an old custom, but she wears black, which is an indication that she is in
mourning.
All right. If someone asks you, how are you, how would you answer them?
Fine.
Any other ways, anything else you might say?
That's usually my word, fine.
All right.
Sometimes I'm nearly dead with
but cold
or something.
You're going to be fine. How's your wife's cold?
Oh, she got better, and we went to church Sunday, and the custodian didn't expect it to be cold Sunday, and the church was cold, and she nearly relapsed. In fact, she's just holding on.
Really? Again.